Here's the Marketplace Index for Tuesday the 4th. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a new program to look at what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. A dramatic late-in-the-day turnaround for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It gained 153 points, 1.4% today. The Federal Reserve Chairman said today his team stands ready to do more to help an economy that's, quote, close to faltering. But paraphrasing Bernanke here, it'd be nice if Congress helped put the housing market on a path toward recovery. The S&P 500 up 24 points, 2.25%. The NASDAQ Composite Index today gaining 68 points. That's nearly 3%. The number of the day is 1,096. That's how low the S&P 500 index had to fall to earn the label bear market. 1,096 is 20% below a high set in May. Today, the S&P rattled below, then above that threshold, before closing up at 1,123. So it beat the bear by 27 points.
Yes, when you get down 20%, they consider that a bear market. But, of course, that's just a number that people picked out of the air.
Economist and investment advisor Gary Shilling says there are three ingredients that built the bear. It starts with Americans who don't have enough money to spend because of unemployment or low wages. Number two, the European debt mess.
The Teutonic North is struggling over whether they want to keep bailing out the Club Med South. If they don't, then the Eurozone collapses and you get contagion and pretty much chaos. But the third area is China, where it looks like their attempts to cool off their economy will result in a hard landing. Those who thought that China was going to buy all the agricultural and industrial commodities forever then would no longer have a case.
The Financial Times is reporting today that some investors are so concerned they're buying into so-called black swan funds. I think these are investment vehicles that could profit if something truly bad happened, so truly bad that it typically wouldn't be on your radar screen.
Yeah, I think that's sort of the end of the world approach. I mean, I've talked to people who are literally withdrawing hordes of currency, I mean, $100 bills from banks and sticking it in safes at home or in the wall or someplace, figuring that things are going to really evaporate.
Sounds a little Y2K-ish, though, doesn't it? A little over the top?
We do have severe problems. We are in the age of deleveraging. We are working off the immense debts built up in the U.S. consumer sector and the financial sector. And it's really a matter of reestablishing equilibrium. And it's not a pleasant experience. I don't think it necessarily means a collapse, but it isn't a lot of fun when people are hoping, yearning for a return to the good old days they knew and loved.
Economist Gary Shilling's latest book is called The Age of Deleveraging. Oil prices went down again today on collective bets the world economy is getting weaker. A barrel was trading at $75.67 in New York late today. Now time for the Daily Pulse for a different take on the health of the U.S. economy. News today from Vegas, where casino security officials are saying this has been a great year for gambling cheats. The Las Vegas Sun has a story saying gamblers have cheated casinos out of at least $24 million this year, and possibly a lot more, in roulette, baccarat, and other games, mainly using sneaky technology. We knew people were gambling more in this down economy, but cheating more, too? That's making our Daily Pulse feel a bit weaker today. You can read more about the gambling scams and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy on our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.